I enjoy all kinds of muffins, but if had to choose a favorite, Morning Glory muffins would be at the top of the list. Just the name makes it sound like something very good will come out of the oven when they are baked. Lore suggests these muffins were created in the late 1970s by a chef named Pam McKinstry, who owned an eatery on Nantucket called the Morning Glory Cafe. In 1981, after one of their readers requested it, McKinstry's recipe for Morning Glory muffins was published in Gourmet magazine. And they contained an appealing mix of such things as grated carrots and apples, shredded coconut, pecans, raisins and cinnamon. The recipe must have been a hit, because the muffin eventually became a very popular baked good in the United States and other places that publication was read, including Canada. My version of Morning Glory muffins uses the same ingredients noted above, except I give the option to use walnut or pecans, depending on your preference. For added fiber, in the batter, I also use an equal mix of whole wheat flour and all-purpose flour. My recipe yields 8 large muffins. If that's too many for you, you could freeze some of the muffins for another time, to thaw, warm in the oven a few minutes and enjoy at another time. You could also try halving the recipe and making 4 muffins. If you do that, know that a third of a cup equals 5 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon, so half of that would be 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons. A quarter of a cup equals 4 tablespoons and 1 tablespoon equals 3 teaspoons. If you make the muffins on a weekend morning and are having friends over, create a continental-style breakfast, brunch by accompanying them with butter, a wedge or round of cheese, such as brie, a fresh fruit platter and beverages, such as juice and coffee or tea. Morning Glory Muffins. Large muffins with some fiber-rich whole wheat flour in them, stocked with bits of carrots, nuts, coconut, apples and orange zest. Preparation time. 30 minutes. Cooking time, 20 to 22 minutes. Makes, 8 large muffins. 1/3 cup raisins. 2 large eggs. 2/3 cup milk. 1 teaspoon finely grated orange zest. 1/3 cup orange juice. 1/4 cup vegetable oil. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. 1 cup whole wheat flour, see Eric's options. 1 cup all-purpose flour. 1/4 cup granulated sugar. 1/4 cup packed golden brown sugar. 1 tablespoon baking powder. 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon. 1/4 of a teaspoon ground nutmeg. 1/4 of a teaspoon salt. 1 cup grated carrot. See note. 1/2 cup peeled, cored and grated apple. See note. 1/3 cup walnut pieces or pecan pieces. 1/3 cup unsweetened medium coconut flakes. Vegetable oil spray. Place raisins in a small bowl and cover with 1 cup hot water. Let raisins soak and plump up in the water 30 minutes, or until needed. To mix the batter's wet ingredients, place eggs in a medium bowl and beat well. Add the milk, orange zest and juice, oil and vanilla and whisk to combine. Preheat oven to 375°F. Place flours, sugars, baking powder, cinnamon, nutmeg and salt in a mixing bowl and whisk to combine. Drain the raisins in a small sieve and squeeze out any excess water from them. Using a spatula or spoon, mix in the carrots, apples, walnuts, or pecans, coconut and raisins. Make a well in the flour mixture, pour wet ingredients into it, and then mix gently until a well-combined batter is formed. Lightly coat 8 cups of a 12-cup non-stick muffin tin with oil spray. Fill those 8 cups with the muffin batter, ensuring it rises above each cup by 3/4 inch or so. Bake the muffins in the middle of the oven 20 to 22 minutes, or until they spring back when touched in the center. Let muffins cool 10 minutes, and remove from the tin. Enjoy muffins warm or at room temperature. Note: 1 small to medium carrot, and about half a medium to large apple, I used a Honey Crisp, when peeled and cored, should yield the grated amounts needed here. Eric's options: If you don't have whole wheat flour, you could replace it with another 1-cup all-purpose flour. EAKIS at TimesColonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.